Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is J.L. Woodson, nominated author, NAACP Image Award, and you're listening to True Bros Radio with Ray, Devon, and Candace. And if you're not listening to the True Bros, then the truth ain't in you. Peace.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And, of course, you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And I'm logging into the chat room as we speak for your questions and comments of the week.
All right, and everybody knows that is the producer supreme, Candace.
Candace!
Right.
Now I was asking how everybody was.
Oh, man, we are
doing
good.
Fine once the chat room come up.
We got gravy. Well, I'm actually, just living life right now, loving it at the same time. But, I went to see Taken 2 today, man. It was pretty good.
Pretty good movie.
Wasn't better than the first one, in my humble opinion, but it was still overall a good movie to sit through and, you know, watch.
Okay.
So it took you.
There you go. I got taken by Taken 2. This time, the daughter's real. I don't know. all in all, good movie. I like Liam Nelson Neeson. He's pretty good. I call him Lane.
Well, I don't think he'd like that.
That's why I call him Lane.
All right. So how was everybody's day?
I was, like I said, pretty good, man. Had a ball, man. Enjoyed the movie with the family yesterday. Got to chill with the family. Enjoyed that Bears beat down.
And
we just enjoyed it all.
Yeah, I got to say.
That with a Packer loss, I'm great. That's
packed. 21-3 in the first half, and then it all went bad.
Yeah,
whatever.
Ran out of luck.
Yeah. What's up, Drea? How you doing?
Right. Anyway. She didn't like that too much. Oh, we got into that all on Facebook. But
yeah,
anyway.
I'm sure. So who we hollering at?
Oh,
wait a minute. No, I got to say happy oppression day.
Oh, yeah.
It's oppression day.
Yeah.
Happy oppression day to everybody.
So and we want to thank everybody for finding something that you didn't know was ours. As a matter of fact, that was going to be the sponsor for the day, but we'll leave that a little later.
Right.
But, yeah, how y'all feel about today, man? Your boy came over here and said,
came over here. No, he didn't. He never stepped one foot over here. Cuba and the Caribbean, sure.
There you
over
go.
Here. Never.
Your boy just decided to say, hey, we just want to take this in the name of the Indians.
Yeah, no. He said, we're going to take the Indians in the name of this.
I got you. That's either way.
Yep.
Yeah, but forget him, man, the boat he rode
child
in on.
Yep, child trafficking anyone? Oh,
right.
Yeah, he was big into that. He was making into that. But whatever, I digress. Who are we hollering at?
We got to holler at, oh, man, we got a list of people, so bear with me. Alessandra Noble, got to say congrats on her new car. Got to holler at Sydney Johnson, Sade Walton, Carl Carter, and Old Money Records. They were out in Arizona. They had a big party out there.
Old Money Records.
Old Money. Old as the letter Old Money Records.
I don't know. When you started to say that dude, Facebook page with cooking that white in the kitchen came into mind.
Oh, chef whipping that white.
Right.
Yeah, but nah, he was out there in Arizona, did a big concert out there with Twista, so got to shout him out. What's up, boy? Emmanuel Wright, your girl, the Facebook family member who shouted out to us this week, Ebony Love, what's going on with you? Denicia Booth, Maya Hawkins, hoping that her day gets a little better. Tawana Andrews, we got to keep her and her family in the prayer. She lost her god baby, who was 7 weeks old. Crazy. Serenity. So, you know, prayers with you. Jamise Webb, who welcomed the new baby girl to her home. So congratulations to
you. She didn't name him Jamarcus, did she?
Nah, not good. Jamarcus Webb. No. I hope not.
Yeah, we want him to be able to, you know, do things.
Don't want him to be a slough. And got to say congrats to Anthony Davis, AD23, who won his first basketball game as a professional yesterday against the Orlando Magic, 85-80. They came back from being down 19 points, man. So I got to give him a tap on the back. Good job, boy. Woo! Because I'd have bet you lost that game. I'm not going to lie to you. And that was without Dwight Howard. So, but, nah, you did your thing, man. Big ups to you. Now, on to DJ's B-Days. October 3rd, we had Sierra Hopkins. October 4th, Barbie, Roxy, and Tracy Hill. October 6th, we had Tiffany Williams, Jalos. And October 8th, we had Eric Smith. And October 9th, which is tomorrow, Calvin Martin. True Brother Family will be celebrating his birthday. Oh, my bad. I forgot to say Feliz Cumpleaños to Stephanie Sandoval. That's Spanish for happy birthday.
Cumpleaños.
Yeah.
Años.
Yeah, I don't use
cumpleaños.
The año.
Yeah,
whatever.
You see the little squiggly.
Yeah, break it down.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, años. Like
años.
Niños, heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, años.
You know heroes? Yeah, that was in Spanish. Didn't know that. It's heroes, H-E-R-O-S or whatever, and it's Edwards in Spanish. Didn't know that. I was calling them all heroes.
There you go.
It was a school called Niños Heroes, but it was Niños Edwards. Didn't know that. Whatever, man.
All right.
I thought that was life.
Edwards.
It was funny. Yeah, Edwards.
How you spell it? Like Edwards?
Heroes. They spell it heroes. But it's Edwards. Edwards.
What?
Yeah, I guess the H, they don't like H's over there.
Wow. So that's
damn.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm a little alone. Okay.
No, but, hey,
yeah, no, they don't say L. They say L. What in the L is going on over here? Oh, yeah. No, they don't have that Nelly thing.
That's what they say.
Yeah. They just don't. They don't use their H's. I don't like Fantasia.
I got you.
She don't know how to use her H's right too. But she was dumb to begin with, though.
That's all right. With all that out the way, man, this is the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bomb.
Greetings and salutations. This is Ken Clark of The Terrible Truth. This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you today by Christopher Columbus GPS Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Look what you done found.
Yep. Natives. And also Rosie O'Donnell Front Hole Panties. Sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Dig Heem story here I'm about to read to you people today, right? Check this out. Man drives with girlfriend on car hood.
That's called an ornament.
I know. She was like the Aston Martin with the girl's arms is flying back.
I was going to say Black Dynamite.
Oh, see, I ain't think of that one.
Wow.
A Georgia man was arrested for allegedly, I got the video here, but allegedly speeding down the highway with his girlfriend on the hood of his car.
It's like a motorcycle, but bigger.
And you on the front this time. Gwinnett County police arrested Jonathan Sales of Duluth on Tuesday after they received several calls. Yeah, that's what it's called. Duluth.
Iowa.
No. Yeah, I mean, it just says Duluth. They say
Duluth.
He was a. I say Duluth. That's what it.
Yeah. All right, Duluth.
Nah, it's not Iowa, though. It's not Iowa.
What's up, Red Summer? Go ahead.
On Tuesday, after they received several calls from witnesses that he was driving north at 85 miles per hour in the rain on Interstate 85.
Are you serious?
Dude, I'm reading the story as I'm reading the story. That's what I'm telling you. It said he was driving north at 85 miles per hour in the rain on Interstate 85 with his girlfriend, Lidi Amu, on the windshield. I did almost a quadruple take, to be honest with you, witness Adam Marlette told ABC affiliate. Then I see her beating on the windshield, crying as I get close.
She's begging him to pull over.
Not only will he not look at me, but he's not even paying attention to her.
And he's texting. And he's texting. He's texting his new girlfriend.
How did she slide off at 85 miles
holding
an hour?
On real but tight.
First off, I'm real touchy about being on cars at this point right now. I've been there, so I don't really
at
like
85
it.
Miles an hour.
Not 85, but it felt like it was close enough for me. A group of drivers boxed Silas in until he finally stopped on the exit ramp. The altercation began at their home when Amu told police. The couple was arguing and about to get into a physical fight as Amu tried to leave the apartment. Amu, that name is getting me.
Yeah, it is.
19.
Yeah, it is.
Went out to the park.
That name means trouble.
Swahili. Went out to the parking lot and sat on the hood of the Jeep until Silas came out and they argued again. Silas, 29, got into the Jeep and took off, according to the police report. He pulled into a nearby parking lot and did a U-turn, almost throwing Amu from the car. Amu told...
Oh, Amu is the
girl.
The girl.
Yeah, she's 19 and Silas is the dude.
He told her
19.
To I move off my hood and
girl,
she wouldn't do it.
I don't think that's her name. He
and
gave
he
her
just,
that.
Yeah. Amu.
He's a hey, move. That's then he gave her that.
Move.
Yeah, but whatever.
Oh, you ain't?
That's
he probably drove her so fast, a couple of them letters flew off her last name.
Right.
He ain't had them no more.
Right.
Amu told police the couple fight often, but police never have been called. Amu was not injured Tuesday, but police said she was shaking when they arrived on the scene. Silas was taken to Gwinnett County Jail. He faces charges for aggravated assault, reckless conduct, and simple battery. Simple battery. That's just
wow.
What he tried to
that's
hit the
That's wrong. That should be attempted murder.
No.
That should be.
That's
85
miles an hour on
the I believe. Hey, I've been in that position. I told you. I'm not good.
Attempted murder.
Yeah, it should
get
be.
Get off my hood. This conversation's over.
Yeah. I don't care who clothes they are. You're not getting them back. That type of thing. I don't like that. That's. And
yeah.
I wonder, did he do a turn? That
he did
not,
a U-turn in the...
But he wasn't doing... I'm talking... He was on the expressway. I'm sure if he did a U-turn...
On the expressway.
That's
they,
what I'm saying. I wonder how big...
They don't have straightaway expressway.
I'm saying...
Some turns... To, and he doing 85...
Yeah, see, that's what I'm
in
saying.
In the rain.
Yeah.
On ball tires.
Of a Jeep.
Wow.
A Jeep Patriot at that.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
He was driving
a
Jeep Patriot.
Playing Ignition.
Wow. Back Kale.
Wow. You know what? Wow. I got to catch my breath on that one.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah. I was laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. When I read it.
So we're going to take this break. We'll be back with more Truth Brothers Radio.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me skating through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating? No waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle? Y'all think a nigga Luddle? Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the cheese, cursing the very God.
Hey everybody, this is Ray Gates of Truth Brothers Radio. Taking this time to say thanks to everyone who's tuned into the show. We are on the rise and we have you to thank for it. If you like what you're hearing, feel free to join our Facebook page, give us a review on iTunes, or drop us a line at wewanttruth@att.net. Also, don't forget to tell your friends about the show. Due to you spreading the word about the show, we are on our way to becoming the number one show on Blog Talk Radio. Thanks again for joining the Truth Brothers family. Peace.
Brothers Radio.
The locks on the bins. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Truth Brothers, yeah, we're back and not on the hood.
Yeah, and again, for you people who tune in, the second hour conversation will be angels and freaks. Want to see what that do in y'all life?
Just there you go.
Keep it like that, I guess. I don't, what you...
Oh, that's going to be fun.
The second part of that sounds real enticing, but, you know, go ahead.
Not the first part.
I'm not a big Angels fan.
I got you. Well, speaking of Angels, riot feared over Kinky Last Supper. An art exhibition showing Jesus as a transvestite surrounded by gay and lesbian transsexual disciples has been put under police guard over fears it could provoke a riot.
Right, right.
They are, yep.
What?
Messing with my Jesus.
What?
Yep.
Because when I think about Jesus and what he's done for me, I instantly.
Yeah. Oh, you should see this picture. Oh.
Ooh.
The image of the Last Supper by controversial Swedish artist
RuPaul.
Elizabeth Olsen Wallen.
Elizabeth O'Swallowing.
There you go.
Elizabeth O'Swallowing. I like that. Go ahead.
Depicts Jesus wearing a dress and high heels surrounded by apostles wearing S&M gear and lingerie.
Ain't nothing wrong with cross dressing for Christ.
And
cross dressing for Christ.
Yeah,
new movie.
The weird homo exhibition opened in the Siberian capital of Belgrade, surrounded by 2,000 police amid threats of massive protests. You think?
The Last Sucker.
Yeah.
That's what they called it.
That's right, Angels and Freak.
There you go.
City officials have already canceled a planned gay pride parade aimed to coincide with the show. See, they planned this.
Yeah.
They planned this.
Oh, yeah, it was all done.
After threats of violence and counter demonstrations by ultra-right wing groups, the march was canceled. Here's my thing. Remember when we did the show about same sex, same problems, and we was like, hey, do your thing.
Right.
Remember, I caught some flack because I said, you know, sometimes y'all tend to take things, scotch too far.
Right.
This is one of them. Scotch too far.
Putting Jesus in drag.
In Belgrade. Not the best idea in the world.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
An artistic point of view, it's just hey man,
you like that? So the big parade where they all singing, it's all right to cross dress for God.
Don't do nothing. I don't care. I mean, it's not like it's.
Tyler Perry said he was behind it 100%.
That's great for Tyler.
That's great for Tyler. What you got? Got some Tyler news?
No.
Got some Alex Cross news?
Oh, no.
That's been hit me with the cat scratch. But anyway, like I said, if they march and sing or whatever, hey, it's an artist interpretation. We like, you know, white people paint Jesus as being white. That's their interpretation of Jesus. They like Mel Gibson. We like Brubman as Jesus. Who knows, right? Then you got the lesbians and the transvestites might see
who
Jesus
said,
as a cross.
I want to heat him high heels. I love it.
I got you.
I hear you. More power to him. I feel what you're saying. I'm just saying, not the brightest idea in the world.
Got you. That's what they say.
818-514-1202.
Is it wrong to cross dress for Jesus? That's the question.
God.
Does Jesus like cashmere? That is a better question.
Because he's so cold up there.
His minks are nice. Have you seen Jesus' minks?
Oh.
The fur on his slippers.
In S&M gear and lingerie.
That's a mess.
Nah, I don't want to see Jesus in lingerie, though.
But, hey, you just said.
I don't want to see him in a dress because I don't want to see no dude in a dress. But if a person who's in.
What are they looking to invoke? What type of response are they looking to get from people?
Getting one in Belgrade.
Because as an artist, you want to put your works on exhibition. What story are you trying to tell?
I know, right. I get you, and it's controversial, and it's thought provoking. I feel y'all on all of that. Just like back in the '90s in New York when they was cracking down on the art with not Bloomberg, the America's mayor. When the towers went down, he was the mayor.
Oh,
he used to dress up in
New York. Giuliani.
Right. Remember, yeah, Giuliani wanted to crack down on art. So this artist came out with piss Christ and put a Jesus on a crucifix and a bottle of piss and called it art.
Yeah.
And drove him crazy. So he was provoking the response he wanted. Plus, he was defending his right for what actually is art. I get
it's
that. And I understand them in the... And but at the same time, you got to think about, you know, when you want to do your next one out of Muhammad, and you want to put it in Turkey, expect the response though. That's all I'm saying.
That's watch where you put it.
That's all I'm saying.
I got you. I mean, I don't know if it was done to be to try to start a confrontation. I would say that. I don't.
So when he just, I'm gonna put red high heels on Jesus. There ain't gonna be a confrontation. This is just
no. I mean, it was. It could have been done to spark a conversation or even some anger towards people. But I don't think it was done to spark a confrontation. Like,
right.
You know
he
what?
Wanted to provoke,
let's
but
go
he wanted to
a
provoke
guy.
A conversation.
Yeah.
He wanted to provoke the controversy so you can create the dialogue. I
right.
get you.
Yeah. That's what I take it as.
Until riot gear got to get broken out.
Yeah. You know.
And then you, and okay, so even if you did that, when you schedule a march and a parade right next to it to say, hey, this is where I'm coming from, you didn't think, yeah, I guess, whatever.
I mean, because, you know, whatever. I don't think a march would have got some people dealt up with. I don't know if that's the.
Along with that?
Yeah.
That's why they're worried about a riot.
Yeah, like I said, I understand. I just think that. It's just wrong. It's just I don't think it was. If I put it like this, if people was to go over there and say, "Hey man, let's jump them," because they, you know, they wrong
no,
for that.
Yeah, I agree with you. They wrong for that. I'm not saying it's okay to beat them.
You.
I'm saying just you gotta think about that.
It's like walking up to the bully with the stick and he's trying to give up beating up little kids.
Yeah,
is that what you're
saying? You know, I guess. Hey man, look. I understand when they try to be thought-provoking, and at the same time, they could try to be funny. Because I remember when this painter in Chicago drew Harold Washington in in his bra and stockings and thought he was being funny. He was trying to be funny under the guise of art, and it didn't go over well at all. Right.
I mean, like the dude who put the $100 bills with Martin Luther King at the strip club. That's just...
Right.
That was stupid.
Right.
It
was stupid. Right.
But
he
was like,
say,
man, I thought it was going
to. But he was trying to say,
right.
He was trying to say it was art. And he was trying to just prove he really didn't mean to cause offense, but he didn't think it all the way out. That's what I'm saying with this. They didn't think it all the way out.
Her comment is no offense, but doesn't a certain amount of homosexuality go hand in hand with the Bible?
Oh, of course.
I'm just saying.
Hey,
I got
you.
You've always said that.
I got a question for Dre. Don't you think a certain amount of defense is good in the second half when you're up 21-3?
And here you go.
I'm sorry. I love you, Dre. It's cool.
It's no luck at all. No luck at all.
I told you.
Yeah, it was cold out there.
It was cold out there. The temperature dropped.
So we can't do nothing with Reggie Wayne. That boy is like Visa. He's everywhere you want to be.
I understand. They got the luck beat out of him.
Yeah.
They got luck.
Yeah. What the luck?
Oh, man.
Are we moving on or are we going to sit here and clown the pack?
Let's clown the pack. No, let's
no.
move on. Okay. Let's move on.
But
enjoy
then,
the bottom of the division.
There
ahead.
You go. Luck it.
Now, look. Just a disclaimer for both of you all.
Here we go.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Yes, sir. Here we go.
Let me get through the story.
I see a clip coming.
Let me get through the story before you comment, please. Give me 1 week where I can get through the whole story, and then we all can have at it.
I promise.
Go ahead.
My hands.
Okay. Man busted for curbside sex with old couch. And
All right, let's do what we do. open up the bar, woo! People. Devon's been drinking.
Let's go. Come on.
Wisconsin man, has been accused
couches.
Of having sex
that's a love
with
feet.
An abandoned couch. Police report.
Come on.
That's a love seat there.
No, dude, stop.
All right, I got you. I'm looking at my story.
A Wisconsin man has been accused of having sex with an abandoned couch, police report.
Up there after the Packer game? Because that is Wisconsin, right?
You did say it was Wisconsin.
Okay.
A
and they
Wisconsin
take them losses
man
hard.
Has been accused of having sex with an abandoned couch, a police report states. The human furniture coupling was interrupted earlier this month when an off-duty cop out jogging late one night spotted Gerard Streeter, 46.
There you go.
It is.
Justin with
newly
a yellow
divorced.
Couch, which had been left at a Waukesha curb.
Yep. Give it that couch. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Give him the couch that discount. Double check.
Yeah. Hey, Rogers. Double check.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Australia is going to kill us.
As a detailed in a misdemeanor criminal complaint, charging Streeter with lewd and lavish behavior, Officer Ryan Edwards reported seeing a quote-unquote subject leaning over the couch facing down, and it looked like he was having sexual relations with someone on the couch, end quote.
Oh,
the cop noted that he, open quote, could see the male's hips thrusting up and down on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
End quote.
Getting tight springs.
Yep. Getting them genins
as
in.
As he approached the couch, Edwards yelled, "What are you doing?"
What I could say he was doing, boy, I wish sometimes them rains wasn't on us. Oh, I wish sometimes them rains wasn't on us. I know what you're doing over there.
Responded by jumping up and running away. As Streeter fled, Edwards reported, he could, quote-unquote, see that the defendant's penis was erect.
Yep.
Edwards concluded that Streeter, quote-unquote, had been thrusting his pelvis against the cushions and trying to sexually gratify himself rubbing his penis between the two cushions.
It was a lazy boy. Now it's a love seat.
There you go.
I made it.
You know what? You know it's the people's fault because they took the thing out and wanted to be nice and sprayed it down with some Febreze.
There you go.
And so next thing you know,
with the blindfold on.
What does this smell like? It smells like my ex-wife.
This smells like lilacs and fresh lubrication. I'm all for it.
Matt, can I?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry.
I hate all of you.
It smells like lifestyle.
It is unclear whether the reference to two cushions meant that the couch was, in fact,
that's right. That's right, the two cushions, and I was right in the middle.
You know what they call that?
More cushion for the pushing.
They call
Edwards
that a lazy nap when you do that.
Edwards chased Streeter to his apartment building, but the subject quickly pulled the door closed behind him.
Oh.
He was arrested the following day at a hotel where he worked.
818.
They call that a lazy nap.
514-1202.
Wow.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
They call it doing a soup kitchen.
That is horrible.
Oh.
Jesus.
Hey.
Oh,
that's
my
nasty.
Goodness.
Couch love.
Couch love. There you go.
By a homeless guy.
I just love the color. He wasn't homeless because
he
ran on.
Right.
He ran on. He seen the cop
hump?
Got up and ran on.
Why don't you hump your own couch? You did the neighbor's couch, so maybe he wants to. Because
I've been wanting that couch
that
for
couch
years.
Is pregnant and she don't want to give him none, so he went out and got that new outside couch.
That's been untouched.
Yep.
Ooh.
I just lost. Yeah. I'm tired of this. Somebody's gonna get Rogers.
You went back there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The Jolly Rogers. The Jolly Rogers. That's called getting your Roger off.
Ooh.
American Dad.
That's I thought he was one.
Who humps a couch, man? That's my question.
What is, who really needs
what's
to
what's in
get
the water
out?
In Wisconsin?
Losing.
But no, I'm serious. Dog, you don't have to hump a couch.
You
man.
Don't.
You got better things to do with your life.
Get better.
You
wow.
got better things to do with your time.
Wow.
I just, whatever.
Yeah, I got
I
you.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. justice. I just read his.
What did he say
yep,
real quick?
Here comes.
Did he have a chin strap?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And a mouthpiece.
It's for pack mules.
Yeah.
But we'll be right back. We got to take a break, man. Truth
yeah.
Brothers Radio.
I bet.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up on your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9-11 building 7, did they really fool it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with budget cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the
Barack Obama said he would give us change. Auto bailouts. Renewable energy. Consumer protection, and Obamacare. Change has made life uncertain, scary, even dangerous in these times. Real Americans want a candidate that will take this country back. Back to what it needs. Back to what it wants. Back to what it's been asking for all along. That candidate is Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney and his ever faithful, running mate Paul Ryan, has a plan to give this country what it needs to be proud again. He has a plan to get this country off its knees and bent over the table of stability. He has a plan to give America what it's been asking for. What is this plan, you ask? Well, Mitt Romney says he's ready and pretty excited. What is this plan, ready and pretty excited? Well, it's simple. Romney Ryan plans to undo all of this hope and change bull and get America back on track.
Auto bailout.
Romney Ryan plans on putting GM and Chrysler where they belong and letting the markets give you the car you deserve.
Renewable energy.
Romney Ryan don't do fantasies. Look, you can't put a windmill on a car. They're going to get energy the old-fashioned way, the way God intended.
Consumer protection.
No big government here. Romney Ryan understands that corporations are people and consumers are not. People are guaranteed equal protection under the law. So he'll have Romney Ryan Corporation Protection, protecting the people who make this country go.
Obamacare.
Do we even have to go there? That's out on day one. It will be replaced with Romney Ryan Healthcare Boo-Boo Bonus Bucks. Give these to hospitals, and they will make sure health care has the right outcome. Romney Ryan, ready and pretty excited to give America what it's been asking for.
This is Truth Brothers Radio, and we approve this message.
Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio, we're back with H.H. Greg Furniture.
We can help you.
Yep.
With condoms.
Well, plastic covers.
Right.
So if you pregnant the couch, is it considered a roll away after that? Because it's like giving birth.
Ooh,
to the. I'm just
you
saying. You know how they roll them out? You just put your couch away. You don't have to
it's
pay
a
no child
away.
Yeah.
It's a hideaway bed.
Wow.
I don't know why I just thought about it. Oh, sometimes you just want some brains off. But check this out, man. Came across this the other day. Elderly abused wife kills husband, then cooks for him.
Well, there you I'm so sorry I killed you.
Doug, get up.
You want your poke? Do you want your biscuit? So quit bleeding out your heart. A 77-year-old New Jersey woman has been accused of shooting her husband of 54 years to death after allegedly suffering years of abuse at his hands.
years.
Frederica Rosa was charged with first degree. Oh, man, y'all got to see Frederica's face. Yeah, she looks like, you know, have y'all ever seen, real quick, have y'all ever seen that show Last Resort, the new show that came out? All right, remember the
you've seen it.
The new, with the submarine?
Yeah, with the submarine. You know the ship captain?
Yeah.
She looks like him.
From, if y'all don't know, this is the he's from The Mist.
Yeah.
He's also from
Fantastic Four.
Yeah,
from,
he was the general in Fantastic Four.
He did a lot of things, man.
And Glory.
Yeah.
He was the punk in Glory.
He got the bottom black lip and the
inside, you
don't remember, is real pink. Like, y'all know him.
Yeah. Three packs a day.
Yeah.
Three packs a day.
All right. Frederica Rosa was charged with first degree. I'm going to put this picture up because y'all think I'm lying. I'm going to put her picture up and dude next to her. Y'all going to think I'm lying. It's her brother. Well, his brother. He was charged with first.
Flash the picture real quick.
Yeah, look. She looks just like him.
Oh.
Yeah, she do. Ooh, and in a permanent frown.
Yeah, she's
that her. That is what we affectionately call a good wolf of bear.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
I hope she. Anyway.
And you can find on every box of rice you ever bought.
Yeah. They should make Uncle Seeley's rice. Uncle Seeley. Our rice is purple. God, I hate people, man. She took the picture on purpose like this. She didn't even try
He's
to unmuggly
now.
That.
He's dead now.
She looks like she serves chitlins by the bucket. Like
by
this.
The unclean.
Yeah.
You don't need to clean them.
Yeah, she looks clean, like that.
Right,
she
you don't
do.
Need to clean them.
Like,
what, you think you better than us?
Yeah, you get, nah, I'm not soaking that in the tub for nothing. You get in there with it. Like that type. Charged, okay, she was charged with first degree murder of her husband, Valpa Rosa Sr.
Oh, yes.
Valpa.
No, who? Valpa. He beat her for that.
Yeah, well, her,
calling me by my name.
My name's V Money. That's what you call. At 79, my name's V Money Senior. He was 79 at the Burlington County Prosecutor Office announced on Tuesday. Local police were called to the couple's home 2 days after Miss Rosa allegedly told her children that she killed her husband. Mr. Rosa was reportedly found with gunshot wounds to the neck and head.
Ooh,
but yeah,
the
arm was shaky, but it adjusted.
Real quick, right?
And she gave him the gangster style kill shot. She held it sideways.
That's because she couldn't hold it. It was heavy.
Quit telling him to beat me.
If you talk about my food one more time, I swear to God.
I put the juice on the top like you like it. A 357 Magnum was found on the scene.
Yes, that's heavy. That's heavy.
No, it was a gold wrapper because she got it in before she shot him. PhillyBurst.com reports that during the 2 days, Mr. Rosa's body remained in the home.
For 2 days.
Yep. It ain't like he was stinking enough being that age. She just left him in there for 2 days.
Right.
That's how the bedsort smelled anyway.
Yep. How you doing? Frederica, where Papa Rosa at?
Sleep.
Yeah.
Ooh. Forever.
Mrs. Rosa prepared food for him and even checked on him while he didn't show up for dinner.
Why won't you come out the room? Knuckles.
Mrs. Rosa told NBC 10 that their mother suffers from dementia and she snapped after suffering years of abuse from her husband. He drove her insane, daughter Rosetta Rosa.
That's, yep. Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone helps you learn a new language is what she does. He drove her to the point where she picked up a gun and shot him.
That's what he did.
Then she rung the Tom and Jerry Bell dinner bell and asked her to come in. I understand why Mama did it, Valpa Rosa Jr. said.
Oh my God.
In addition to dementia.
Thomas! Damn it, Thomas!
No, Jasper!
You don't get this mouth.
Howdy.
And she looked like you ever see the real Tom and Jerry, the ones before they was edited for political correctness?
Uh-huh.
Like when Jerry would give him the firecracker, he would run and blow up, and he looked like the
big
old Negro.
All, yeah.
She looked just like Tom after he'd been blown up.
She looked like she runs from a card game yelling, "Excuse me," and just
a
runs.
Party at my house. Well, excuse me.
Yes, OWT and all that. That's how she
OWT.
In addition to dementia, the daughter says the mother has physical disability, but she held that
gun.
She held that gun.
Really.
Yep.
That 56 kicked in real
that
quick.
That first shot hit the neck, and she adjusted for the shake.
She's been watching them Clint Eastwood movies.
Ooh, watching that Matrix.
Oh, so she has dementia.
Out and she had and Alzheimer's.
Right.
Disease.
So she was making breakfast one time and all of a sudden
she
started singing Nutbush.
Yep.
She started she was making some more chitlins and rice and heard Nutbush, in house, outhouse.
Yep. Vespa Light. That's what she was singing to us. Valpa likes chitlins and beans. I'm going to cook it. Leading to her children to take in two full days before the report of their father to report
took,
their father's death.
And the children took 2 days.
They
well,
were like,
Valpa
hey,
got no love.
Mrs. Rosa
Valpa.
Is, yeah, he, Valpa?
Valpa got no love.
Yep. Valpa bullied.
He only worked till he was 94.
That's
to put all the kids in college.
Because here's the crazy
maybe
part.
Maybe he was a little surly. But if you ate chitlins for 3 square meals a day for 70 years, you would be too.
My thing is, the kids had to have some form of bread in their pocket, as we say, because she's free on, you know how you adjust the 10%? She's free on $150,000.
It is.
Which means, I think it was 1.5 to let out. Yeah. Because they give her the 10%. So she was out.
Let's get her out.
Yeah.
Valpa finally pushed her too far. Can I get some sugar? Can I get some sugar on my chitlin grits?
Valpa, I swear to God.
What?
Next shot. Now you better be ready for dinner.
Why are you holding your neck?
Something to mention?
Right. That magnum you got in your hand, baby.
Oh, my God.
This is my new B. I call him Stinger. She's retarded. But we're going to put that picture up so everybody can see, man.
Yeah,
and our
Terrible Truth
on the group on Facebook. Y'all got to see this later.
Yeah, don't forget. Yeah, go to the Terrible Truth on our Facebook page and you can see every story. Because I get too many people asking me, do we make these up?
Yeah,
we don't make these up.
I get that all the time, man. Like, where do y'all find these? That can't be real. Like I tell everybody, man, nobody here is that talented, G. Like, we can't make these stories. We can't even write a decent movie here. We're not that good.
No, we can't write an Alex Cross.
Yeah.
Have you seen the previews for that yet? The television commercials for that yet?
I was at the show today,
and
they showed an extra scene. I walked through the valley before I let him be me and my daughter.
Yes, and the villain. The villain got a beautiful wife. And she looked up at him, that's not my husband.
Yeah, excuse me, sir. Yeah, no, I don't. I wouldn't date.
But you look awfully nice.
It's just, dude. And then they got the old mother playing his mother again.
Valpa.
Yeah, like it's Valpa's girl, Frederica. She played the mother in The Help. She played the mother who was that The Help? Yeah, that was The Help. When the girl was like, my mama needs to get out there. She's not your, and she wound up dying.
Yeah.
Right. That was The Help.
The mother that was in the house when the daughter came home from college.
Yeah.
I'm magna cum laude. If she don't get out of here, you are serving.
I came here and get to get my mama. Excuse me. Your mama's serving us up now. Get out of here. I'm tired of The Help.
I'm so tired of that movie.
Yeah. It really insulted
me.
No,
I can't watch it. No, I'm good. I watched
y'all don't want
it.
No
memes?
Right.
And I guess our vengeance was the woman eating the shit pie, right?
There you go.
That's what we do.
That was supposed to make us feel bad about the whole.
And white people cheered you on.
Yep.
She deserved to eat that.
Oh, real quick, did you see your girl who played, I can't remember her name right now. God, she played the leading lady in The Help.
Right,
in her new movie,
Blocked.
Yes, because here's the white one. My child can't read. Let's open up a school. Oh, hey, old Negro teacher, why don't you run? Yes, I'll help you. She's always robbing. She ain't never running. Whatever.
But the,
whatever. It's the same thing.
But they pinned it all on her.
Yeah. It's the same thing. But you in it, but it ain't never about you.
Yeah.
You just in it to help.
There you go. Good
white
job.
Woman say, my child can't read.
What?
Let's start a school
for Negroes. But we gonna welcome them so good.
The blind side. It's so many people love the. It irked me. It just, when the dude was doing a Jamarcus Webb with the blocking.
Yeah.
And she said,
yeah.
See the quarterback. Pretend the quarterback is me.
Your mama.
White woman. Don't let anyone touch the white woman.
And he killed the whole defensive line.
Yes.
That's my mama, and it's a bed in her house, and I sleep there at night. So overgrown slough.
Get out of here. 818-514-1202.
He kicks it with Precious.
Y'all love these movies.
You know he kicks it with Precious now.
Whatever. They flap arm fat together.
Yeah.
Come on.
He do. That's how they make love. They clap their arms.
Flapping arm fat together.
And screw couches. That's what they do.
They'll wreck a couch.
I've been saying this ever since we started True Brothers.
You have.
I used to defend her
until she said she wanted to bleach her skin, and then I was done.
Oh, speaking of that, real quick, I know.
Yes, she did.
Here's what it was. She was doing some interview, and she was like, "Yeah, I've been told I was too dark, but I'm lightening up now.
I'm working on it. See this Clorox?
Wow.
Yeah. But did you see Tempest Bledsoe?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Pure white lady.
Really?
She lightened up too.
Because they was blaming it on her birthmark that was on her arm.
Like
and
Michael
like,
Jackson and his reverse vitiligo.
But they said she had vitiligo. No, she did 30 years on Cosby show.
And
it's my
birthmark. I had to match my whole body to look like my birthmark.
I actually
here,
got that picture.
Under my arm.
We're going to put that
up
inside the Terrible Truth too, that picture of Tempest Bledsoe. The new temp.
It's gonna be time for another one of them episodes too.
Uh oh. Dre said, "Don't pick on the girl."
On Tempest.
Why?
Why not pick
yeah,
on
why?
Tempest? That
what,
was
what?
Not. She did not. Her skin. That birthmark. That if you go back and watch old Cosby shows, you do see the birthmark. But for 30 years, you
it's
on the Cosby
ready.
Show.
No, she's talking about Precious.
Oh, forget Precious,
oh,
man.
Oh, Precious, yeah.
Precious
no.
can go ahead and eat another hog
yeah.
neck. I don't care.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since that movie, and she had plenty of time to go ahead.
She had plenty of time to drop
and
50.
Put the belt around the stomach.
Nope, but you did that. You did tower
yeah.
height and put on 20 pounds
yeah.
for tower height.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, I was rooting for her.
Her.
I said, this is her big break. She going to use it. She had got on that Showtime series. And I said, she's going to use this. And she just never changed and just kept getting.
Even Monique lost weight. Even if she did, go ahead. And, hey, yeah, I need y'all to put a vacuum
and,
inside
yeah,
of
yeah, because, yeah. Yeah, even she lost weight.
Right.
And then once
damn,
the movie role was over, she went ahead and shaved her back like she was supposed
yeah,
to.
Yeah, you don't want to be
hey,
a silverback forever. All
right, y'all. All right, that's enough.
Monique was a silverback.
Monique, yeah, Monique
did you see her arm?
Enough.
Did you see that movie?
So she don't drag her knuckles.
Okay.
All right.
I got
you. Big girl, yes, but
yeah,
I didn't say that.
Gabby? That's her name, right? Gabadola, whatever. She sounds like a new biscuit that they coming out at Dunkin'
Gabby
Donuts.
Gabby Cinnabay, come on.
That sounds like some biscuit grease. I swear to
that's
Cinnabay
that's
sounds
wrong.
Like
Cinnabay that's
sounds
wrong.
Like biscuit grease. It does. I'm sorry.
That's wrong.
Okay, it don't sound like Crisco oil for fresh.
That's wrong. I'm not gonna do that.
All right, that don't sound like a brand of sprinkles.
Tell me, he didn't just
like
say that.
Give me some extra Cinnabay on my donut.
Do y'all got them Cinnabay sprinkles?
Yeah. That's what I like.
Wrong for that.
Okay.
Please. We want truth at att.net.
If y'all want to say Devon's wrong,
there you go.
So saying Cinnabay.
Whoa, what'd he say? Here
no,
come.
Ain't
here come.
No, I'm not.
See?
They need to make another
call. Those who are listening can log into the chat room and see what's going on.
If I was there, I'd do.
But Justin, you're bogus.
What she look like? She looks.
All right.
Her weight looks like a
I got one. I got one for you. Hold on. Arkansas GOP calls candidate statements offensive.
I know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Let me throw this paper away. I know.
Little Rock, Arkansas. Arkansas Republicans tried to distance themselves Saturday from a Republican state representative assertion that slavery is a blessing in disguise.
And y'all didn't know?
And the Republican House and the Republican State House candidate who advocates deporting all Muslims.
Yeah, I had that one, but thanks.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Hey, it's too good to pass up. I'm sorry.
That idiot.
The claims were made in a book written by Representative John Hubbard,
How to Keep 'Em Loose,
of Jonesboro, and House candidate Charlie Farquhar. I said Farquhar of Batesville
of Esquire,
right? Of Esquire Farquhar, right? The books received attention on the internet news sites Friday. Saturday, the GOP chairman Dole Webb called the books highly offensive. It's highly offensive. We don't believe it was a blessing because we had to deal with they behinds marching later.
Yeah.
It wasn't no blessing.
You know how much that water bill went when we were spraying them?
Right. And U.S. Representative Rick Crawford, a Republican who represents Northeast Arkansas, calls the writings divisive and racially inflammatory in these times where our candidate is behind in the polls.
Inflammatory, like hemorrhoids.
Right.
I hate people.
The institution of slavery that the black race has long believed to be an abomination upon its people may actually have been a blessing in disguise. How else would you have gotten malt liquor?
Yeah. Y'all looking at
it. He also wrote that African Americans were better off than they would have been if they had not been captured and shipped to the United States.
Like Zuma. Like Zuma.
You would not have been happy swinging through the jungles, running around in a loincloth with a bone in your nose.
Look what being captured did for Caesar. Huh? On Rise of the Planet.
Well, there you go.
Give them green smoke juice, make them smart.
There
we
you
gave
go.
You smart,
Farquhar, who served in the Arkansas House from 1996 to 98, wrote, "There is no solution to the Muslim problem short of expelling all followers of the religion from the United States," in his book entitled God's Law.
Let's just go in on that real quick.
Yes, 818-514-1202. I want to hear from you on that one.
First of five, right?
If that don't want to make you get out there and early vote.
My man says that the new book, God's Law,
you can find it in any bookstore. With a swastika on it.
We bent that cross for Jesus. That's what it is.
We put those angles in for Jesus. Y'all got him. You liberals got him cross-dressing. We trying to get him right.
See, we break the cross.
Oh.
God. This
really
idiot.
You were better off.
Yeah, of course.
You
didn't
better
know.
Because, hell, you wouldn't have learned how to moonwalk over there.
Nah. There's no moonwalking on sand, people. Understand that. How would you rain droughts in your hut?
Shrinking heads all day.
God. We took
we
your...
saved you from all of that. Beat you and educated you.
Yep.
Because we love you.
And gave you this here religion that you love so much that you donate so much of your money to it. Don't you like it?
If that white Jesus wasn't here for y'all, imagine what you'd be doing.
Over there hoarding with your one basket in your hut. I'm tired.
What a
people.
Shame.
Yep.
What a shame.
Have you looked over there lately? Not too much food
let me
over
tell you,
there.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about your boy Kunta. He wouldn't have got in trouble if he would have had a store to go buy a drum instead of going to make a drum.
There you go.
Capitalism, people. Capitalism.
I understand. Did we not give him that voucher for his new foot? Did we not give him the voucher?
The health plan.
The health plan.
That's right. Romney.
Boo-boo bonus buck.
That's
Did we not give him a boo-boo bonus buck?
That's
bonus
right.
Foot? All right.
And
then.
He still walked. And could still lift crates.
Now, we
but
had
that running was done.
I bet you. Now, and we only asked him to do half of his time out there picking it up the cotton there.
And we helped educate. We sent his child to another house to be educated.
See, we knew you wasn't going to take care of your babies. That's
right.
Why when you had them, we shipped them all over the world here.
And
see?
Didn't make you pay a lick of child support, but you want to be free.
You some disrespectful. Boy, where's that Denzel Training Day drop when you need it?
Ooh, yes. We don't have to get that.
Which one?
I can't call
you. Backstabbing, disloyal. Yeah, that's the one you need right there. How dare you want it?
You know what freedom smells like? Pine oil.
Yeah. Wanna go to Pine Oil, Jake?
It costs $1.05.
Yep, I can't.
Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
They high-fived them in the open. But behind closed doors, they
818-514-1202. So were you better off over here? Then go on. Was you better off?
Because playing the
we would have been better off if we never left.
No, not them. They said we were. This was a blessing.
I would say
to be
like
coming
this.
Over here. They gave us free showers.
We benefited off of our labor.
With power holes.
That's where the blessing came in for them.
Yep. Gave you something to do.
Yep. Every brick that got thrown at you, you could recycle. All that.
Yep.
Yeah.
All of that.
You wouldn't have had that statue
in D.C. right now.
Yeah.
If you didn't suffer all of this. Now, why you got to be so ungrateful?
All that was built by the Asians. Y'all always think
Maya Angelou would have wrote those poems, beautiful poems, if we hadn't
beat your ass? We gave you the struggle for your spirit. See, that's the problem.
That's right. The jazz. How you think you would have jazz if you were still in Africa? You didn't suffer over there.
Michael Jordan don't exist over there.
That's right.
Get your life right, people. You can't be world champions over there in that continent. That don't happen that way.
My goodness.
I'm tired of people, man. We
also would have been better off over there because we never would have produced some Lil Wayne's and Soulja Boys.
Of course not.
We threw them off a cliff.
Probably.
Oh, that you can't pass manhood training. Throw them off the cliff.
Ain't that where they circumcised you or something? I don't know. That's our roots. That's
right.
What they did. They took your man, dude, hit you with the leaves, and then bam, they hit
and
you with
they pull out the knife and put the anesthesia on there. Oh, wait, we had anesthesia. Wow, who knew?
Nah.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yep,
we had a knife, which means we were smelting steel. Oh, my goodness. Epidurals
was over there, ladies. How you
like
that?
Epidurals. The birthing chair was invented over there. Pyramids. Oh, I'm sorry. Going too far.
Right.
Civilization. Text. Writing. Religion. Oh, I'm sorry.
Now we want split horses. Remember the split horses? I hated that. Well, people know that was a form of torture. They tie you up to two horses.
It was
hot. On the ass.
But either way.
Now, they said horses when I ran.
It was whatever would get the job done.
Right.
Give me two black.
Oh, wait a minute. You
want to
talk back in front of everybody? You got jokes?
We're
going to split you 50-50.
See, we could hang you up there, but let's take you over there to that apology tree and put you with the rope of forgiveness. But nah, we not going to do that.
No, we're going to split you. We're going to split your crime.
Woo.
Wow.
I like life.
My goodness.
Yep.
Well, it's about that time. It's time to roll into the
Yeah, wow. Going. We just got 1 minute left.
I was about to go ahead and say we was better. I love the ladies that's over there, though. Love my black women. Y'all look good over there.
All right. Next hour, you know we're going to get into it. It's called Angels and Freaks.
What that do for y'all?
Should do a lot.
What they do for them.
I don't know, man.
I'm kind of honest.
Me being Shy Devon, I'm real. I don't know what to do about this topic today. I'm
really
serious,
dude.
Man.
He said it with a straight face.
I don't know
Shy Devon.
Yeah, that's my R&B
name.
You played
the Shy Brother role.
That's my R&B name.
Shy Brother.
Shy Devon.
All right.
No.
Next hour, Angels and Freaks, Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
you ask me, Trey Songz is the best singer in the world.
Girl, have you heard Chris Brown?
Thank you. Okay, whatever. All he's talking about is strippers, money, slapping girls, and Lamborghinis.
But he's talking about sexual activities.
Okay, but who look better?
Chris Brown.
Whatever.
About Justin Bieber?
He's gay.
Exactly.
That's not right, girls.
Wow, it's a mom from Truth Brothers Radio.
My mom hates him.
That's right. And using words like gay to insult someone is socially wrong and offensive. Use words like poop booty, skittle bag, wrist down, ladyboys, fairies, sweetness, drag queens, switch hitters, ass burglars, white beards, something like that.
Thanks,
Avon.
Now we
know. And no one will keep y'all asses out the liquor store. Two fingers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Truth Brothers Radio, keeping your asses out the liquor store for 20 years.
Yep.
I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And you guys can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F. And you can also, for the first 10 people that call, hit us up, you get a free bottle of Hypnotic from that liquor store.
What?
Yeah, we sending out Hypnotic.
No, we're not.
Yeah.
They was. Oh yeah, girl. Yeah.
Lines lit up.
Hey.
Well.
Heard them Truth Bros. What? Whatever. They had it.
I'm in the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, answering your questions and comments and laughing at them at the most part. Oh yeah, Ground Soul said Sugar Puffs.
What?
To add to the list.
For the yeah, there you go, right.
The white beards and the...
Oh, Sugar
right.
Puffs?
Papa Smurfs.
Yeah.
Get your Papa Smurf. All right. Angels and Freaks.
Roll Rage.
There you go. We was talking about this after the last show, and, you know, we just find it funny how, you know, when people pick who they want to be with, they have one idea in their mind, but seem to pick... Or their reality shows that they really need the opposite in mind and don't seem to want to look at reality, you know. Like, you know, when people say how they want to get married, they do say they want this, like, angelic, this woman that's just she's so beautiful and she's so nice and wholesome and she's going to raise my kids. And knowing all the time, they freaky as hell.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, It's to me, it comes off as a person who, you know, everybody wants that woman who's, you know, and you know, when you able to approach her, she's got that whole elegant type of, you know, demeanor. But everybody wants.
Spoken,
yeah, but come on, who you don't want to go home and lay down with a board? That's all I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't. We gonna keep it real and 100.
Well, right,
do,
right,
I'm just
right.
Asking,
yeah,
just,
no, yeah.
Hey,
is all,
this
the
not
chain
the
is off. The chain is off.
Okay, cool.
This is blog talk. We gonna the chain is off.
So my only thing is everybody wants that person who can you can man she down she knows how to carry herself and she handles business on a professional level. But at 8 o'clock, oh yeah, she likes to play. She likes to
but,
do the
but
do the
not
do the
not
thing.
Everybody's like that. Look, I got a friend who will remain nameless for this, but
okay,
she, right? She,
oh yeah.
She said how well one she's prim, proper, soft spoken. Go to church.
I'm the biggest freaks ever.
Yeah, no, but she is actually, you know, just that don't get certain jokes and, you know, just always. I mean, if it's an act, it's a hell of an act. But at the same time, she was attracted to a friend of mine and chased this dude, chased him down.
Right.
So when she finally got him, he's a freak. He told her. I like to get it in. I like to get it in the way I get it in.
Like thumbs up the ass type thing.
Whatever, right? I'm just right. With a little Western oil. You know.
Right,
she act like she could roll with this. And then 2 years into it, she's all miserable because
he won't
change. And I'm like, why did you expect him to change? He told you what he is. He showed you the paperwork. This is what I am.
Well, I think a lot of times.
And then at the same time, he keep putting Western oil in her face, and she, I can't do this. I gotta go to. I can't
what
do this.
Is Western
what
oil?
What?
What is Western oil?
Western oil.
Wizen oil?
Western oil.
Western, like the
yeah
brand name.
What is Western oil?
It's a cooking oil.
Western
oil is real. You can go to the store and get that.
Wow. Does it come in a blue can just real quick?
No, that's Crisco. Bro.
No, I thought that's they had large. I thought I saw it.
Okay,
no,
well, look,
remember,
look.
Well, see, you a little young.
Hold
remember
on, right.
Remember Florence Henderson?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, she used to be the spokesperson for Western. I'm sorry.
Okay. Jelaine wants us to define the word freak.
Freak is nasty. We're going to be 100. That's just it.
Freak, right. Freak is somebody who is not who is not scared to
no
probe their inhibitions. Right. To probe their dark side. What a lot of people would call their dark side.
I think some
people are
to an extent. Like,
I think everybody has a certain line. But a freak is somebody who is not scared to cross that line just to see. Even if they didn't like it, they're gonna be like, "Well, I tried it. It ain't for me."
I mean, I thought I was, but then again, now that I look at it, it's certain lines we not gonna play.
It's certain lines a lot of people won't do. I mean, a lot of people ain't gonna want hooks in their back and hung from the ceiling.
That ain't
there's people. There's people who do that.
No, I'm saying it's that.
There's
that's
people who do that.
See, outside of you doing anything male-ish to me, it's cool.
So you
male-ish. Male-ish, like, hey, brought me an extra stick to the party.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Right,
right.
No,
okay.
But right, everybody has a line. Some people don't. Chains and piercings, pleasure, pain is some people's.
That's a masochistic.
Right,
type
right. Some people we used to remember in the original relationship episode. We were talking about spike heels in your back.
Yeah.
Some people find that a turn on. Where other people, even though they still could be freaks, they don't find that particular
thing. Right. Well,
just
think about your porn websites. They have different categories for everything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, your fetishes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, your midgets, your amateurs, your, you know, this, that, and the other.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Oh, it's finna be one of those type of shows. I don't want to do this. I got kids.
No. I don't know if you've seen this. Don't play Shy Devon today.
Right.
Yeah, we 818-514-1202. Anybody chime in, but everybody know it's this porn star dude named Byron Long.
Now him, no,
you never heard of Byron Long.
I've never heard of Byron.
Yeah, see what she just
said. Who?
Yeah,
you know,
because he's like Kobe. He got that.
I don't want to know, but go ahead.
Yeah,
and say that
polo stick.
How you doing?
But they had him.
Kobe?
Well, ask the white girl.
Ask
the white girl.
He's 6 whatever and blah blah feet, so whatever.
Right.
I'm not. We're not going.
Right.
With that.
Ask the white girl, and she crawled into the lobby of the hotel, saying, "Oh my God,
I didn't know what I did." He gave me every championship ring he got, girl.
My stomach hurt.
Yeah, but he called it a heart tickle. You don't want one, girl.
Yes, I'm with Drea.
But
she said Byron Long equal baseball bat.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. But it's one. It's one.
I don't like this.
No, it's one on the internet where he crushes this midget. Dude, it's not cool, man. Not cool.
See, I didn't see that. I'll be honest.
But you will after the end of the show.
No, I won't, because it's not like two girls, one cup. Like, you,
no,
you forced
it's not
me
that.
No, because you forced that. Me to see that. I don't have to go home and type Byron Long.
Yet you remember the name.
Yeah, don't mean I'm looking it up. I
but
remember how many.
Everybody has that line. But to me, you got to be true. You got to be true to yourself. You got to know who the hell you are and find someone that matches you.
This is just going all boy.
Yeah.
This is going to be that type
yes,
of show.
Yes, it is. So, now, so strap it, on, strap it down.
Byron Long.
You still on that?
Because that's nasty, man. Like, I've heard, like, all right, we're going to be 100.
Okay, now here you go.
I've heard of your
that's
old, the old school dude, Ron Jeremy. I've heard
yeah,
of him.
That's
no, I'm just, no, yeah, I'm just, I don't scary. Look for the, hey, where's the next Ron Jeremy?
You
Paul.
Don't have to.
No,
he was all over mainstream.
You got
TV.
Mr. Marcus. Everybody knows who
yeah,
he is.
You know who he is.
Yeah, I like
and
that.
I, all right.
I did.
It's coming little, down.
Yeah. No,
here we go.
I'm not.
He's percolating.
Yeah. It's a show. It's a
the one that everybody said looked like Lloyd Banks. That's
who the hell
is
Lloyd Banks?
You know, but the old dude.
Nah, the dude who came out, because the only reason I know him, because one of my favorite, all right, I got
go.
A favorite porn star.
Well, then quit
okay,
acting brand
on.
New.
I'm not acting brand new. I'm just saying. Her name was Cherokee, right? Oh, and any
okay.
dude, any dude.
And Byron Long done crushed that.
Yeah, but I don't, I didn't see, I didn't do, I don't look for dudes when I look at porn like this.
Yeah, Lex Steele, he's another one. Thanks, bro.
Okay.
So.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
oh,
hold on.
Wait, why is Grown
so
throwing
that?
Hey,
he could be naming
no,
out
no,
Pinky.
No, no, no,
right.
No, what he's saying is that he smashed a chick off of Family Matters. I didn't know that. I'm reading it.
Oh, yeah, the girl who used to play the daughter and they wrote her home.
Which one?
Oh, the one that, that's right.
Yeah.
The one they just,
the little,
she went upstairs.
Foxworth.
Yeah,
Foxworth.
Remember
the name is Foxworth.
On BET they did the
oh,
Life After,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she walked up the stairs at the end of one season, and you
never
saw her again.
Yeah,
she never came back
porn.
Down.
Damn.
That's right.
I saw her.
That's
she's
right.
Real frail.
Lucky.
Who is Lucky?
Oh, huh?
No. What?
She's Lucky because she got
what?
Cause
Lex Luthor. Right.
Oh no, Lex Luger. Whatever.
Lex,
whatever.
You knew who Lex Steele was. Yeah.
I don't. Who's the whatever. Like
yeah.
I said,
as the board grows, oh, the board is just growing.
But no, I'm curious because my thing was, like I said, I look at, you got your Pinky, your Pinkies, you got your Cherokees, you
right.
got your Jay Fire, you
right.
got your, you
Simone
know,
Shea, I, right.
you got your Simone Cinnamon, yeah,
right.
Cinnamon Love, you got
right.
her. She got that gap
Simone
in the mouth.
Stack. Yeah, we,
right.
we can name off the
yeah,
females
yeah, we
all
could.
Day.
We not gonna spend the rest of
but
oh,
saying,
you over
Truth
there.
Brothers Radio.
Yeah, you over there.
But
like,
that's
well,
what I'm saying. I don't
I'm
look
not,
for the
I'm
dude
not,
names.
Right,
in
I got
there.
You. I got
like
you.
Because whenever I type in my on my search engine, it's always the chick name.
Right, but
and whoever they're with.
No, no, right. But that's what I'm saying. When you put the chick name in there, and then the little pixels show up of what you got to choose from. Usually, the other dude name is in there at some point. So
yeah,
after a while, you keep start seeing the same thing. You go, oh, whatever.
Yeah, I don't like. Usually, right now the thing is Pinky tearing
who's
up another girl.
Blue?
I don't know. Oh, I'll get to that right after this. We got to take a real quick break. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Be thankful.
Radio, whispering in the dark.
That's just some sexy music there.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. That's amazing.
Music, yeah.
Pull your pants back up type music, boy. Get a couch and
enjoy
your life.
No, you don't go up with that.
But, man. But, no, I mean, to get back to what we initially started on was, you know, the Angels and Freaks. And I believe some people, you know, I believe everybody... You don't know what you like until you try it, I guess. But I believe more or less that applies. This is gonna sound wrong, but bear with me. More to women, because a lot of women seem to be more prohibited than guys are. Like you just said with your girl.
Agree with that.
Oh, dude, let me say,
guys will fake like they're more experienced or more willing to get out there, but no, I know a lot of dudes who
I know a lot of women that just say, oh no, not there.
Okay, I got you. True. But at the same time you also hear about a lot of women who say, you know, they get tired of their dude because it's the same thing every time. He's gonna go left, he's gonna go right, he's gonna do this, he's gonna do that, and then he's going to sleep. They get stuck. It's easier for a guy to get stuck in a rut because a guy is usually the initiator or the aggressor. And then once you got a program that work, guys tend to just stick with that. And then the program gets old after a while.
Yeah, sometimes you got to upgrade your window.
Yeah. 818-514-1202.
I want to know if it's a lady who really say, yeah, I just got tired of dude just pulling my hair all the time. Like, I mean, is there?
No. Cause,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's just certain things that you just be like, nah, I can never.
Right, because I mean, it's certain things that just
but
push your buttons.
Again, I've seen women, or I've had women that say like, "Hey,
I'm so
I know what happens."
Grown so need to call in and make a comment.
I've seen women who just be like, "Hey, I didn't like it until he almost snapped my neck in half because he pulled my hair
right."
So
hard.
You know
right.
What? Well, you know what. And maybe me being a woman, I can kind of help you guys.
I was
with
hoping because I'm not a lady.
But it's that excitement. It's that, you know, that edgy.
Yeah.
You know.
Let me ask you.
You see the shit on Taxi Cab Confessions,
right?
You know,
right?
Where chick, you know, half clad, dressed and hair back and you know,
yeah.
What I'm saying, poses.
That's soft
or
porn.
Right.
I don't
right.
do that.
Right.
No.
I want to. Yeah, that ain't my life. Let me ask you a question. Okay. Now, does it take sometimes for a lady, since you are a woman, does it take for the guy to bring that out of you?
Yes.
Why?
Because it depends on the type of, I mean, the guy. Okay, look, I'm
really?
Going to say like this. The guy, yeah, I'm going to say this.
Okay. Inform.
When you're with somebody and this, you know, if you're with somebody, you know, you have a certain attraction to them, right?
Right.
You might see them in different capacities and say, I wonder if this person can make me feel, you know, if I can, you know,
right.
do certain things with that person. I mean, you will have to feel a certain connection with them.
Right, but at the same time.
In order for them to bring that thing out of you.
Okay,
but.
That's the love, their charisma, their, you know, that's
the right. But at the same time, with all the novels that y'all read, all the romance books y'all eat up, from Zane to this new 50 Shades of Grey that's what's hot in the street right now, none of the books that y'all read don't inspire y'all to want to try different things?
No, but I think that's what we were saying, like, well, again, I don't want to say we, but I think that's what we were saying as far as, like, her, like, to my question, as if if you got all these things in you,
right,
and you know this is what you do, why not unleash them on your man? Are you scared that your man, no, don't you dare kiss my Adams. Like, no, don't do that. Like, what dude would say that?
Apple.
Yeah, don't dare kiss me Apple. Like, no dude that I know or have ran across or just said what's up to in the street would, like.
Okay, I think a lot of times, I think women are kind of, well, see, and of course, 818-514-1202, please. So some of the ladies call in, and I don't want to just speak for y'all. Come give you opinion. But I think it's sometimes I think women are kind of hesitant because I think they're kind of scared that sometimes a man might bite off more than they can chew.
You believe that, Candace?
What do you mean?
I'm going to give you an example. Doug Banks read a letter last week about a dude who said that him and his fiance was on this cruise, right? And they having a great time, and they hooked up with this other couple on the cruise and was all having a good time. And then they, you know, over the course of a couple of days, was in their stateroom all, you know, chilling out, drinking, you know, having a good time, when one of the dudes asked, hey, man, you know, you want to kick something off and we can swap mates. You know, we out here in the middle of the sea, ain't nobody going to know, you know, you want to try it. And his girl was like, yeah, I'll be game. If you game, I'm game. And he was like, okay, cool. So they do it. And he's with dude's girl and doing his thing. But now he got a problem because is knocking his girl's block off.
Yeah.
He's tickling her heart.
Yeah. Cause heart
and tickle. afterwards, she dug it. She was like, cool, we could do this again sometime, or we could, you know, boom.
And now he like,
and
no.
Now he like, yeah, he can't get the idea of the fact that dude went shoveling in his girl.
Deep
and now he was asking, well, should I marry her? Well, dude, you kicked that off.
Right.
You opened that door.
But see, here's my thing. I've never been down for swapping.
Okay,
but now I'm just saying, here's my point. Now, I'm talking about your sexual plethora, I guess that we could say, as far as you and your mate. Now, if a girl I'm dating says, "All right, cool, let's go ahead and swap out," then I don't know if I'm cool with that.
Right, like, but you would have said it then. But if you say if, because she looked at him,
right?
Hey, she said, "I'm game. If you game," and he's supposed to say, "Veto, hell no." Number one, I'm going to look at dude. Why are you initiating? Why are you so quick to give up your girl?
Exactly.
But see, now, let me say something about that. Okay.
Oh, that's another. Go ahead, Kansas. I got a question to that
now,
real quick.
Okay. Now, let's say you type of guy, you want a woman that's a freak, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to pose this question to you then, Devon.
No problem.
What's your definition of freak? Where do you draw the line?
Long as she don't come in with no managed stuff, we good.
Okay, so if
managed
she said,
stuff, wait,
let's swap it out.
My question, thank
okay.
you. So if she says, you know, well, look, I'm ready to, you know, I want to do something else. I want to take it to another level.
What you got?
I want to bring somebody else in.
Is it a girl?
No.
Then that's another dude which requires managed, so I'm not going. It's just that simple.
He's got a formula. You got to admit he's got a formula.
But wait a minute. It was cool if it was a girl.
Yes.
Okay. But what is
your reason why again?
But she's not cool with that.
Because, okay, no, then we don't have to do it. You brought it to, hold on real quick. My formula was, hey, anything that requires a man, I'm not going. If you bring another man is, so I'm not going.
Would you rather her bring another man to a table or go to another man?
Well, if she's doing that, she's cheating, so she might as well go with him.
Well, she just wants to satisfy a fantasy of hers that you won't fulfill.
But if another, here's my thing. If you got to have this
she
fantasy.
She might love you.
Absolutely.
You number one. You king.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Okay.
You number one. Right. But she has this desire from watching Taxi Cab
to getting down with two dudes.
Yes.
Then go get down with your two dudes. I just can't roll like that. Now, I'm not taking
right.
So you were not knowing about it, so then it's not.
No,
cheating,
and,
right?
No, if I don't know, then of course it's not cheating because I have no knowledge of it. But if she tells me, oh, yeah, Bob and Jim tore a lining out.
Tell you.
Bob and Jim tore a lining out,
yeah,
then no.
She is not going to come in. Hey, let me tell you what happened.
That's what, when she comes home and her left leg don't work, I'm going to ask, what's the problem? So, no, I can't necessarily roll like that.
But
she want, what if she wants to do that with you?
But so, if she wants, I can't be there with another dude, watching another dude. I'm either at the top or the bottom. And I can't watch another dude. Hey, yeah, he looking me in the eyes. No, I don't want to go that route. He like, yeah, it's right. No,
about thanks, knuckle.
Right, like you, no, in no part of that can you not see what the other guy is doing. Like, in no part of that.
We got a caller.
Okay, 240, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
What's happening, beautiful people? This is Mikal from Grown Soul and Real Talk.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
Y'all pull me out. Y'all brought me out with that last thing, man. Hey, look here. I ain't getting down. I'm probably the only dude that'll come out and say this straight up. I ain't down with a menage a trois. I ain't down. I'm not down. Because I am a selfish-ass guy. I'm a selfish
guy. Exactly. That's my
I'm very selfish. I'm not down with a menage a trois because guess what? If I get down with a menage a trois, that means she can ask me to get down with one too.
Yeah, that's right.
I ain't down.
Exactly.
I am not down at all. I can't do it.
Way, form, or fashion. Not two women. Not
don't call me and say you got this fetish to have with two dudes. Because as soon as you tell me, we done.
It, see, okay. Exactly. The man has said everything I just said.
There it is.
There you go. That's, I think, most,
okay,
a
so,
lot of dudes.
Okay, but, okay, then, what if she came
then
in?
Y'all don't want a freak.
No, well, that's not necessarily true,
you
because
can be
there's other versions, right?
Nah, no, I want a freak. I want a freak for me. She got a freak for me.
Okay, so... So what if she came in with some hot candle wax and said, okay, let's try this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'll try the hot candle wax or whatever, you know, but she ain't, you know, she ain't putting the Jones in my butt cheeks or nothing like that. That ain't happening.
See?
That ain't happening. See? Let me say this, too. Hey, girlfriend, don't even put your hand near my butthole.
There you go.
We're going to have a problem. Don't touch.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because you know what? That's a test.
Yeah.
She's trying to, she's testing you to see if you
got a
little.
Because the moment you don't flinch,
if you got a little Papa Smurf in you, she testing you. Don't even go, hey, what are you doing? No.
Yeah, he's got a point.
He spoke.
Yeah. Nah, Mikal, you did great. That you spoke for majority of the dudes on this panel.
Yeah.
So,
matter of fact, how much money did you win Monday?
How much money did I win?
Yeah.
From the game.
Because you was talking about.
Oh, see.
I turned around.
Oh, see. What you getting on me about my skins, man? My man got knocked out. Come on, man.
Y'all wasn't even going there. One of y'all last week said y'all had put some money on the Bears when they was roughing up the Cowboys.
I took the Bears.
I remember. Yeah,
I can't stand the Cowboys. That was Dre. I think she was a little upset about that. But you know, to make up for that, I had to take and give her own show.
Yeah, I heard her.
Yeah. So what's it gonna be called? Discount Double Check.
Actually, we're going to be double checking on some, you know, some homosexual men, Mom.
Yeah.
We're going to check on that. And how they be getting down with a lot of, how all these black women just have so many gay male friends. You know, is that healthy? You know, we're going to talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
That's another side of freak we don't want to delve into.
There you go. We got another caller, though.
We're going
to go ahead and jump to them. 760, you're on with the Truth Brothers.
Here we go.
You know what? I hate all of you. Not you, Candace. Oh. I hate Devon and Ray. This is Drea. I hate both of y'all.
Oh, we know who it is.
I hate both of you guys. It seems like it seems like you guys' definition of freak starts and ends with the guy. Why is that?
Not at all.
Never said that. You are welcome to do whatever you want to do to me as well.
I didn't say nothing like that. There's a whole lot. Everybody has a line. So, I mean, we can explore. We can be free to explore anything, but you're not going to tell me that there's no limit with you, that there's not something that a dude can suggest that you're going to be like, oh, no, we're not going there. No,
right,
I'm not even into that.
I pretty much agree with what Al said about the I wouldn't do it. No.
Right.
So that's your limit. So everything else you just open to.
Don't pee on me. That's another something. You cannot pee on me.
So don't
That's
do
it.
R. Kelly, but everything. So we taking out the Minaj and R. Kelly, but everything else you cool with.
No, that don't mean everything else.
No, I'm asking because see,
everything else is really, really huge. I think you could
right.
throw anything at me with everything else, but I can't. I'll put it like this: I can't think of too much that I wouldn't do outside of the whole Minaj and the R. Kelly thing.
Cool. So down I-94 at 80 miles an hour. Let's get it in. You cool?
Cool.
See,
you don't tell us.
You're getting your comp. You're getting. See, we never said that we would not help you get your ultimate Usher climax if that's what you into. Yeah, let's let's rock that. But I'm saying, on the other hand, hey, one hand washes the other. If I go ahead and handle my business. You gotta tend to my needs as well.
Well, true, but I mean, my ultimate question was why, because there's people out there who run to the opposite thing, knowing what they are, knowing how they like to get down. So why is there dudes out there who know they like to do these things and like to get freaky, but yet they run into the church for church going woman
because they are trying to convince themselves that that's not who they want.
Nah,
to be.
So they don't
want to
be.
I would think that's it. I don't think any guy. Well, I'll say collectively, I don't think any guy wants to imagine the chick he's going to marry is a quote freak.
Let me put some divine real life into this real quick. I'm really straighten this out on the point of view. One, dudes are under the impression that they can turn that church girl or whatever it is, that thing, into a freak. That's what I believe in my heart.
Okay.
I believe that they like, oh, man, she's so uppity. But wait till I get her back there. She's going to get turned out or whatever the case may be. I don't think that they're like they want to say that they don't want to invest. Because dudes, no.
But dudes are comfortable. Right, but there are dudes who go out and get prostitutes. They go out and do a bunch of freaky stuff, but they won't do it with their wives because they don't feel like they should be doing that to the mother of their children. There's a lot of dudes out there it's a lot of super dudes out there. But it's a lot of dudes who have that feeling. Matter of fact, Elliot Spitzer, the former governor of New York, the reason he got caught up in the prostitution scandal is because he was getting it in a certain way with the prostitutes, and he was venting the frustrations of some of the shit he was going to the prostitutes in a certain way that he said that he felt like he could not do with his wife.
Okay. Now, here's my thing. Somebody online still? Okay, cool.
Yeah. But go ahead. Make your comment.
Now, my comment is that's a problem. Why wouldn't you... If I'm going to have me a wife, my wife is going to be my partner forever. So which means that if you got to understand that this is where I'm coming from Jump Street, I'm letting you know.
Right.
This when we do get it in, this is what I want to get it in like.
This is something I'm going to say to that. Now, think about it. Let's say you meet somebody who's going to be your potential spouse, right?
Right.
And let's say, you know, because when you first meet somebody, you're not going to delve all into that. For the most part, you're not gonna go in and say, "Oh, I'm a super freak. I like this."
But
I like
first
that.
Time,
I
first impressions are our lasting one.
But still,
you gotta bring Jim.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm gonna be honest with you. Yeah, you should.
You gotta bring.
I would. Yeah.
All right,
well, it all depends. I mean, if you're really digging on somebody, you know, as a woman, if I'm really digging somebody, I don't know if I want to throw everything that I'm looking for at him.
Why?
It's like what you said earlier. Right, because the woman's got to be more careful about
that's
her image.
That's what I'm
image.
Saying, because
but,
if I, wait a minute,
go ahead,
if
go ahead.
I do come at you like that, you might look at me and say, I don't know, she seemed a little fancy free to me.
Okay.
But women think like that.
Okay,
right.
Real quick, we got a call on the line, but if women do think like that, I'm going to tell you now, me being the dude that I am, hey, go into that freaky side. Let it out. But go ahead.
Okay, there you go. 918, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, it's Angela.
Hey, how you doing, Angela? What's your comment?
Doing pretty good. I was listening to the banter and everything. I think from a woman's perspective, when you first start to see somebody, maybe they're new or someone that you know, you don't want to throw everything out there. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
You got to have the chase. There's some excitement.
Right.
Sensuality about the chase. Who wants something that's free? I mean, hello. You're going to think it's fast food and you're going to throw it away.
How about
okay,
am I right?
Question real quick. Angela, now.
Yeah.
You don't want to give you want to give your dude just a taste, right? Now you and the guy tells you, look, I'm a all out, I go for what I know type of freak, right? And you give him just a taste, right? And he feels as if you're not, because you only gave him a taste, he feel like you won't ever reach that point of being that ultimate freak.
What?
Yeah, I don't.
And he has a very small mind if he thinks that way. And
yeah.
Not all men think that way. Yeah. I've worked as a dominatrix. I've done research as a sex cam girl for a script I'm writing. Uh-uh. You know, I like an intelligent man, a man that will approach me in a different way, not, you know, right in my face, not street, not hood.
No.
White men
like
do
that.
Country hicks do that. You know, there's all different types of men. You know, but talking for what I like in particular, which I don't think we can put everybody into one little label. I don't think that's possible.
Right.
I'm like an intelligent man, you know, seduce me with your mind, and my body will follow you anywhere you fucking go.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And also, I think part of the thing is a dude is usually the one who has to seduce or chase down or capture the woman. So you're more able to be who you are, in a sense, without being vulgar or just or
right.
stupid. But at the same time, a woman has to be careful and make sure you're worthy of the
exactly.
gift that she's going to give
you.
Because if, no,
I see
because
what
if
you're
she
saying.
Come out, because if she come out and say, hey, you know what, I do
saying,
this,
say.
I do that, I'm a freak, right, I'm going
to
do this and do that. And then you run back and you on Facebook and you put her out there.
But then that can happen.
It would be on. It would be slander.
Right. But see, that's my point is, one, that could be done at any point in time when you get into it with a dude. Secondly, I'm not saying say to this person's face out in the open when you first meet them that, hey, this is what I'm into. I'm saying when we get behind closed doors, let the action speak.
Well, here's,
that's
the,
what I'm
here's
saying.
The other part of that, too. My thing is you don't want that to speak too loudly, too soon.
Yep.
Number one, I gotta figure out if I like you like that.
But
first
if you,
of all,
but that's what I'm saying.
But wait a minute. Second of all, depending on where you're trying to take that thing, you need to ease on to it. Because until you really bond with somebody to where you can delve into that next level, you don't want to put all of yourself, all of your vulnerabilities out there like that.
Okay.
Because it will make you vulnerable.
That's true.
You know, because
that's true.
You're unleashing your deepest, darkest secrets, or you know, you're
demons.
Trying to. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the whole point about being.
You
a
might
freak.
Not
want to
do that.
You're delving into your dark side, and you don't want to go into your dark side with just anybody,
with
whether
anybody.
You're a male
right.
or a female.
Right.
If I divulge my deepest secrets or go into some dark place with you, something that you like that you don't want no one to know about, you got to know that you can trust that person.
Yep.
That can't just be anybody. That it can't.
Yeah.
Thanks
for the call, Angela.
True.
Thank
and
you.
We got another call. 951, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Mona Lachey.
Oh, yeah. Here
Where
you go.
You
Where you been? Right.
How y'all doing?
Hey, what's going
well,
on?
Well, baby, how you?
I'm good.
How your video?
Y'all talk about freaks? Y'all talk about freaks?
You know we are, Mona. Go ahead.
Yes.
Go ahead and scoop. Let me know if I'm wrong about what I've been saying. But go ahead. Let me hear you.
Well, let me say this for the record.
I am not a freak, but I have been known to exhibit freaky behavior.
There you go.
Not due to me. So I am not a freak.
Okay.
But you can try some stuff. I'll tell you yes or no. And you don't do
certain things with certain men.
Yeah.
Like Kansas said, you ease up into that. You can't tie me up. You can't do it in my booty. You can't bust nothing all up in my facial area.
You can't get spunked. Spunk is fun.
No.
Oh.
Of course, no.
She just went through the whole. She done just stopped your train in mid. Here's a little. You know what? That's cool because the list. I mean, I'm finna go. Okay, the list ain't that. The list is what she's saying. It's cool. It's not like overly like things I won't do, man. But it's like to me, I'm like if I whenever I plans to get it in, I plans to get it in. Like that's just because it's a.
But you can't do that with everybody.
Right.
You can't
but
let everybody.
Hey, you gotta.
You
as far as a dude, here's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna tell you this too. You don't want to know every woman's freak. You don't want to know it.
I want to know what I'm getting myself into. I would.
True, but you also you have to for whether you are male or female, you have to pick somebody worthy because when you're delving into somebody's dark side on the sensual side, their dark side with everything else could come out, and that's how people get tires slashed, cars burned, packed up because they divulge that secret. And then they want to go to this other level with you, and you might not be into them like that, and you might have went there too soon. I don't want someone who's going to whoop out their darkest secret on the first or third date. I don't want that. I want somebody, we went to level one. Everything is cool. Let's open up. We slowly open up that box because I want to make sure. Okay,
I'm just saying. To me, then that to me, I don't know if we were talking about freaks, then I guess. I mean, that's gradually showing that you are a freak. And
right.
If you a freak, then I just say, hey, that's your freak. Put your freak there. That's,
I guess.
That's
yeah.
just how
I
say.
I want to make sure I understand and know somebody. One, and I agree with sister. You gotta have a brain in your head.
Yeah, but see that's what I'm
stupid freak is a dangerous freak.
But see that's a different level.
Also, another question. Why is it that people love to be a freak on Saturday, go to church and get holier than thou on Sunday, but they have a problem. They want their pastor to be holier than thou Monday through Sunday. Why don't you expect your pastor to be every bit as flawed as you are and deal with them accordingly?
I mean, people take the pastor as a person who's
well. Let's just stick to the script.
That is angels and freaks. That's exactly because some people.
It?
Yeah, I think it is.
No, I don't
really.
Think that should be intertwined in this. That's a whole nother conversation.
Really.
Kinda.
That's a whole nother conversation.
I guess because that's one reason why no, the pastor can't be alone with my wife because I look at you like any other dude and I don't see you as holier than thou. I see you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
I'm just saying. Hey.
Okay.
I digress. I guess. Go ahead.
Well, like Grown Soul said, is being a freak of sin. I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna
no,
say
I'll
it's
say
human
no.
nature.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, hell. If God put it in us to think these thoughts, then hell, I'm not gonna say it's a sin.
And thanks
it
for calling in, Mona. We appreciate
right.
that.
Oh my God, the line's on fire. We got someone else. Let's check them out. 708. You on with the Truth Brothers? What's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hey.
Who is this?
This is Nakia.
Hey, all how right. you doing?
I was invited by Ray to check you all out tonight.
Yeah, this is the show you picked to check out. So how you doing?
Right, I'm like, oh, okay. How y'all doing?
We're doing.
What's your comment?
Well, I'm going to take it. Okay, the topic is, well, the question that was just proposed was how can you be one way one day and then on Sunday another day and whatever, or however somebody put it. And this is a very important topic in my opinion because you all know, I'm in the ministry, and I'm also in marital ministry, and we get people asking questions, is it okay to do this, is it okay to do that? And my opinion on the matter is, first of all, the Bible says that the marriage bed is undefiled, and I'm speaking from a marriage point of view.
Okay.
Just put that out there. but it's a question that comes up a lot. And I grew up in a church that was very strict, and the pastor felt like he needed to tell the married people how to be in their bedroom, and I didn't agree with that. I don't agree with that. And Candace said, being a freak or whatever, is it a sin? I have to agree with her. I don't even think being freaky is a dark thing, in my opinion. It's about what you do with the person that you're with and what you all are comfortable doing. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of men cheat because their women are not being comfortable with who they are and in the bedroom, particularly in the church. And so I have to counsel people because of these situations. And my thing is, what's comfortable with you and your husband in the bedroom is y'all business. I don't think anybody needs to tell you what you should be doing and not doing, as long as it's not violating any, you know, spiritual aspects or whatever. But I just feel like that's just being real. It's natural, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I ain't going to get detailed, but I just want to say, put that out there because that's the topic of the night.
Right. Let me ask you a question. On principle, then, do you think that it's even cool that someone should have to come and ask you about what should they do in their bedroom? Period.
The reason they're coming to me is because usually you have one spouse saying we shouldn't do this, and the other one like, well, I want to do. So it's causing friction in the relationship, and then everybody knows when this problem's in the bedroom, this spill out into all the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are like, well, I want to do this, I want to do that. Bottom line is, I think both people need to be comfortable, but I think both people also need to be open-minded to the fact that, like Candace said, love, I believe God put that in us. And really, if you read the Song of Solomon, read that book in the Bible. It's very graphic and very descriptive about his love that he has, you know, for his wife. So I don't know why a lot of pastors skip over that, and they want to say, oh, you shouldn't be this way and that. I just think that's one of the reasons why men are cheating in the church. There's divorce in the church. And why you looking at Sally Sue because your wife's looking like Aunt Jemima. I feel like you got to be, I mean, I love being a woman. And it's going to show in the way I present myself. And that, to me, is what being sexy is. It's not about hanging out, this hanging out or that too short. It's about celebrating your genderhood, who you are as a woman, who you are as a man. A man can be sexy, a woman can be sexy. But I think just as far as in the church, it's neglected, and that's why you have a lot of these problems and why divorce rate in the church is just like it is outside of the church.
I like that. And thanks for the call. Matter of fact, hit us up on our Facebook later as a message, because I want to hear your comments about the show, because we've been trying to get her to listen to the show for a minute now.
Okay. And I agree with some of what she said. It's just, to me, I believe that sexy is in the eye of the person. If the person who you're trying, I don't want to say trying to entice, but I believe that it just depends on that person on what they think is sexy. Some person might say that.
I'm trying to agree with what she was saying.
It's because some dudes might, you got a shirt that's here to here, and that's cute, but it's not sexy.
Right.
Honestly say, have you guys ever met somebody who physically wasn't attracted to you, but they had a sexiness about them?
Yeah, it's a state of mind. And if you believe you'll give off that aura.
Out of them.
I believe it's in the eye of the person, though. Like, some people think that thought that Seal was sexy, but other people like, no, that's a muggly mofo.
Yeah.
Like,
check out that YouTube clip.
But I'm just saying, it's like, it all depends on that person. So,
right,
I mean, you got people who can add to their sex appeal by, she can wear this long dress and that's sexy.
Right.
But I can add to it if I put a deeper cut in the neckline or I do this or I do that. You know, it all, like I said, it all depends on that person.
But I like what she said about, you know, being freaky isn't necessarily maybe a dark side of thing. It's just a thing of who you are. And I believe you should always find someone as screwed up as you are.
Well, that's the whole thing.
You find somebody crazy.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are you really a freak if you're sharing it amongst somebody that you love?
Well, that's what I mean. But I mean, you just put a label on it because you're not scared to dove off into
what you mean,
into things that, you know, you both want to try.
What you mean, Ken?
What I mean is if you're with somebody, let's say you're dating somebody, you're serious with somebody,
uh-huh.
You guys have taken it to another plateau. Are you really a freak then when you're just being who you are with the person that you're with? You follow what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying.
But like, then I heard what Ray said, too, and he is just more or less putting the moniker on it, putting the label on it.
Yeah, because
you explore your sexual inhibitions then. That kind of goes back to what I'm saying. Y'all saying it like you have to go into a certain level. And then at that point, it's not even being considered a freak. You're just putting a label on what you do with the person you with.
I'm not afraid to go there, depending on what it is. I kind of like what Nakia said. I mean, as long as it's legal and it ain't involving no children, you know.
But it you can't do it for somebody you like. Man, I just met this girl is nice and blah 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 blah, and we met up and we've been saying we gonna do this, and we meet up and we do it. But you're not going full out on the first time y'all get together. That's what I'm saying. You got people who are considered freaks. You got people who are considered freaks who would go straight in on that first date. And that's mainly what I was saying as far as going out and saying, look, first date, I'm going all the way in. I'm going all the way in on the first date. Like, that's just what I was thinking about. Well, my initial statement is, like, you got some people who say, I'm a freak, I'm a freak, I'm a freak. First date, though, they're not going all the way out. And because whatever reasons, whatever. But some people say I'm a freak, I'm a freak, I'm a freak, and I go out all the way on the first date. Or not all the way, but I go to that far out limit on that time I first hook up with somebody.
I got you, but no. I mean, if I'm going to take, you got to be worthy. You got to be worthy of me. You got to be worth the effort. I'm not gonna get with you. You gotta be worth it, man. I'm not going.
Here we go all the way, and I just met you. No, I don't know you. That's what I'm saying. Like that could constitute to some people as like, he's not a freak. He's progressive or whatever the case may be with it. Like some people, that's, yo, I get it in. That's what I do. No.
But you still can't. I just don't believe in you. You got to be worthy to mess with me, period. You got to be worthy. I wouldn't mess with just anybody. You got to be worthy. I'm saying if you get somebody who's worthy, you should have standards.
Yeah, you got to have your standards. You're not just going to pull pressures in the room and say, let's get it. But what I'm saying is, if you pull in somebody who's worthy, you met somebody who's worthy, and the first time you say, oh, this person's worthy of whatever, and the first time you hook up, you like restrictions on where you go. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you found somebody who's worthy, that means that you like, okay, well, I can go, man, it's a bedroom thing. I separate the bedroom from something else.
Especially with just one, I'm going to make sure you worthy, just to make sure, you're clean, you're safe. So just going all out on the first time, I want to make sure you are okay. And I would think you would want to make sure that you don't want to be transmitting nothing or making no bad memories.
But see, now we're going into safety, which I assume that what we were talking about being safe the whole time.
Well, just meeting somebody up in a club and getting it in ain't necessarily safe all the time, even with a condom. Well, you keep saying when I meet him, I go all the way there.
No,
so
I'm saying the day we all right, let's say we get the AIDS test, we get hepatitis test, we get all these HIV. I find out she ain't got no blood in the thing. The kids are all taken care of. She washes the body, she washes the ass. Okay, now we get to that point. Now we in that state of bedtime.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. Let's go.
You don't want to grow into that though. You want to know right then.
I mean, because how I am, I'm not gonna put I'm not gonna go all the way west to the west side of the wall, but I mean
but we've been saying that.
No, what I mean by that is this is I'm very, very close to the wall. That's what I'm saying.
So you saying that hot candle wax on the first
date. Yeah, exactly. You gotta make sure that you plant your stamp on the first time you lay
well,
a plan.
If she gives you some, you've already done.
No, but see, you got to, if she's giving you some, that's different versus, oh, I gave him some, but that was whack.
No, but you have to know how to ration it out. You have to know how to be able to give it without giving it all.
Right, you can put a stamp without going to almost the west side of the wall. You can give, come on, man.
Competition.
Yes, ration it out.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't believe.
Yes,
hey.
Mikal, rash it out.
I'm sorry. Hey, I'm like, hey, to the window, to the wall.
No, you don't get Corvette.
Rash
you don't get Corvette first time out.
Dude,
no,
this might be your only time driving a Corvette. So hey,
but
you got to make sure that you're able to come back and get in that Corvette because a lot of times.
First off, I was assuming I was the Corvette, and the point is you want to come back to get in the
Corvette.
Look,
what if I'm not going to give you the. What if you give everything? What if you just put it down, the whole sleep with the drool coming out the side of the mouth, the whole nine yards?
Right on.
You give it.
Right on.
Now, wasn't all that for you, but it was everything to her. How do you deal with that?
But see, that goes, all right, when we got, but I, if it wasn't all that, it was all right. It was cool. That's what you're saying? It was cool?
Like,
to you.
Like,
you gave the Corvette.
You, right. You
but to you.
For me, that's my pride. If she's cool, if she's knocked out and she's like, oh, this was the best, I'm cool.
But to you,
you're
it was
cool.
Just a pinto.
Right.
But
when it was like,
because for me, it's more or less proven my point. That's
really.
Okay, all right.
So you've never.
Yeah.
So
but
you would,
the
so you just don't
you
go
said,
back and get it even if it was whack.
No, she didn't say go back.
Yes,
she said it was whack.
I can say what I said.
Right.
What I'm getting at is okay. You go and put it down the way that you know.
Right.
The way that you see it
right.
should be.
Right.
And to you, it's like I could have had a VA, and I.
Right.
You know,
right.
After all this anticipation, this ain't what I thought it was.
I'm,
now you're straight.
Yeah.
Now what about her?
What you mean? Like she's blown
now
out?
She, right. She's like, oh my God,
that's,
I can't wait until next
my,
time I get
saying.
This.
That's my
and
satisfaction.
And she
want to
get with you again.
Hey, freak it. Knock it out.
You going to do it?
I mean, not every time, but if it comes.
But
if
she want to do it every time.
Right.
I mean, like she
like,
wants
you
forever
got her
now.
Gone.
No, I
you
mean,
got
you
her
can't
gone.
Do it forever.
Well, that's,
I mean,
my, that's my whole thing. You know, as far as rationing grown soul. Rationing it out.
So if I rationed it out and it was just, hey, I'm like, well, I could have still. I'd rather her be. But what if I rationed it out and she didn't go all out? That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's this. My satisfaction is knowing that she knocked out. That's why I get my
right,
satisfaction.
Right, but
from.
Her satisfaction is that you knocked her out and she wants
right.
to be knocked out more and more and more. And what if it wasn't all of that
yeah,
for
man,
you?
She handed you trash.
For you to want to give
yeah.
her that.
Yeah, she handed
they call
you
them
boring.
Stalkers.
I mean,
right,
well,
she handed
yeah,
you boring.
Yeah,
and
I
she want to give you boring
always,
forever.
And to me,
I've
there's
there.
Always we there's always ways to make lemonade out of your lemons. Hey, there's always ways. Maybe because I haven't came across that yet, where it's just whatever. But yeah, my satisfaction is
Don't sweat the technique. There you have Angels
yeah,
and Freight. Great show. Thanks for everybody who called in. Everybody. And we got a whole lot of new faces in the call bank, and I like that. Please tune back in. Every show ain't this topic. We talk about a whole bunch of different stuff. Be sure to check out our archived episodes. Don't forget to check out our channel on YouTube, Two Brothers, One All, One Word. Check out some of our clips. You'll get a good laugh out of that.
Wow, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was a pretty good show, man. Pretty sure a lot of calls and emails and whatever. Maybe.
I'm expecting that. It makes me feel good. Again, we want truth@att.net. Leave us a message. Tell us what you thought. Holler at us on Facebook. Friend us, like us, all of that on Facebook. And
yeah.
Great show, guys. Great show. And we're going to let you know like this. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Peace.